This is Dakota Datebook for September 16th. In 1899, revised laws in North Dakota stated that no two townships could have the same name. However, most townships didn't act on the change. Pembina's Pioneer Express opined that it was a law in existence, but in innocuous desuetude, which was a fancy way of saying a harmless state of disuse. In fact, there were several township names used three or four times. That is, until late August and September of 1904, when reports started trickling across the state that the plurality of same names had to change, as ordered by the state auditor. In all, about 60 townships had to change. One could keep the same name only if it was the first to legally organize with the name. If not, the local county commissioners had to decide on a new moniker. For example, there were four Norman townships in North Dakota. They were in Barnes, Cass, Steele, and Trail counties. Since the one in Trail County was organized in 1880, before any of the others, that was the only one able to retain the name. Other popular duplicates were Cleveland, Greenfield, Lincoln, Liberty, and Norway, each of which were used by four townships. Then came Dewey and McKinley with three townships, and there were several more cases of duplicates. People in Pembina noted it would be best to keep the first letter of the current townships so that if listed alphabetically in any county books, they would remain in the same order. It seems the commissioners followed this advice, changing Avon to Advance and Liberty to Lemoore. Clever, but not all counties followed suit. In Cass, Webster Township was changed to Gunkel. They did keep one name similar, changing Norman to the oh-so-different Normana. On this date in 1904, the Devil's Lake newspaper noted, "The naming of the townships of this state are causing the authorities as much trouble as the naming of the first baby in the average household." This Dakota Datebook was written by Sarah Walker. I'm Marie Offutt.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.